Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
So much hype about the new Aquaman movie, which comes out on Boxing Day. Jason Momoa, the guy who plays Aquaman, was actually on the project last night.
I wonder what an Aussie Aquaman would sound like. Oh. Aquaman.
He's such a great guy, but the thing that had everyone kind of questioning and stopping to take a look was that he was wearing pigtails with two pink scrunchies on the project. And it turns out it's all because of one of our own, our very own Scoopla man on the ground, Justin Hill.
Justin Hill. So it's sort of his fault that this guy was on the project last night wearing these pink scrunchies. And it's kind of gone viral, like everyone's talking about it. Mm. To explain how he's involved, Justin Hill is on the phone now. Morning, Justin.
Morning, guys.
Are you still kind of in awe that you met the Aquaman?
Well, look, you know what? My neck is actually really sore because he's so tall. I was, like, continually looking up because he's, like, 8'10". So yeah. I'm a little sore this morning. But, yes, I'm also very gobsmacked as well. He's very handsome.
Oh, he's so handsome.
Like, seems like such a cool guy. Can you add some clarity to this whole scrunchy situation? Because, like we said, it looks so funny, yet no one mentioned it. Yeah. Why was he wearing two scrunchies and what was your involvement?
It's so bizarre. Okay, so I do have a confession to make. The whole scrunchie thing is actually probably my fault. So if you saw him last night, he was wearing two scrunchie pigtails on the project. And what it comes back to is that I've noticed that Jason Momoa has been doing all of his promo for Aquaman on red carpets and like SNL and all these TV shows. And he has this like pink scrunchie in his hair or he's got it around his wrist. So I went out yesterday and bought one exactly the same, took it along to the red carpet because I wanted to find out from him why a 6'5" man like him was wearing a pink scrunchie on the red carpet. Not only did he see it straight away, he ran straight up to me, ripped it off my wrist, put it in his hair, and just said, "Yay, bro, thanks for the pink scrunchie," and then walked off, and then proceeded to put it up in two pigtails, wore the pigtails at the movie premiere, and then went on the project with two pigtails in his hair, and no one asked him about it.
That was the weirdest thing. No, I was like waiting the entire interview for someone to say, "Okay, cool, explain your hair," and no one did. So when I saw your video, which we actually have up on our page now at Hit 103.1 on Facebook, when I saw your video, I was like, "Oh my god, it makes so much more sense now."
It's my fault, guys. I'm the reason he was wearing pigtails on the project.
Put that on your resume.
I'd like to speculate, like, because we still don't have an answer to why he does wear a pink scrunchie. A bit of backstory, he does have like an 11 or 12 year old daughter. So maybe it's hers. Maybe it's something from home.
I think he's showing that, you know, just because dad is Aquaman and 6'5", he can also wear pink scrunchies on a red carpet as well. Yeah.
And why not? You know, he can definitely get away with pigtails. I want to see Thor do it next.
Ask him. Oh my god, as if anyone would be like, "Hey, why are you wearing pink pigtails?" Yeah. Like, "Because I'm Aquaman."
Yeah. I do what I want.
Crush you. Well, if any man can pull off a pink scrunchie, it's Aquaman and this guy from Scoopla HQ, Justin Hill. Love you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I don't know if you've seen, but a beer battle is breaking out in North Queensland. This is over the proposed new, I guess, brewery kind of set-up pub on Palmer Street. If you haven't heard about this, it does sound pretty cool.
I think it does.
There's an old warehouse that backs onto Palmer Street, and they want to turn it into like a micro brewery and pub kind of setup called Tiny Mountain. That's new information. Tiny Mountain is the name of it.
Because Castle Hill's not quite a mountain?
Castle Hill's 7 metres shy of being a mountain. I reckon that's why they've done it. Pretty cool. Tiny Mountain.
I hope that's the reason why.
I hope so.
And they're just claiming it now. They're like, yeah, that's why.
If that's what they called it and there was like Castle Hill in the background or something, that'd be really cool. Mm. But there has been a bit of backlash from the brewery that we already know and love. And I adore the brewery.
Yeah.
You know, Flinders Street, go there all the time. Clock Tower.
Also got different beers and new
Pine
beers
and Ned's
for
Red.
Different themes for different times of year.
Bandito Bitter or just the Townsville Bitter. I love them all. They do a fantastic job. I like to think there's probably room for two.
I would think so.
But clearly the brewery, our existing brewery, doesn't think so. They've actually lodged a bit of a court petition to stop this from going ahead. But I find it interesting. Three people actually made submissions against the new brewery to council. So, you know, whenever council, anything goes before council, just as a member of the public, as a taxpayer, you can make an objection if you want.
Yes.
Three people made objections. One was made by the existing brewery for obvious reasons.
Because it would be direct competition, yes.
The second one was made by a local resident who's worried about noise levels. So, again, that's fair enough.
How noisy is a microbrewery?
Well, they're going to have live music and stuff like that as well.
Oh, right. So, I thought beer making must have been noisy, you know, when they're like putting in the...
hops. That beer brewing away, that loud bubbling noise. No. So okay. And again, hey, fair enough kind of complaint.
Sure. Stuff.
The other one, though, I find this is an interesting submission, and this is the length of the submission. It's just a few words. I'm going to read it out now. Someone made a submission stating, I like beer. You should too. Drink beer. That was the extent of the whole submission that was made to council. I like beer. You should too. Drink beer.
So is that for or against the brewery? I am confused. Really,
I like beer. You should too. Drink beer. That's from a G. Clifton of Kerwin. Right?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
We are heading towards the end of 2018. And so it's probably time to reflect on the year that was and also our New Year's resolutions we made at this time last year to see if we have actually completed any of them. Majority of the time, I think, you know, New Year's resolutions get forgotten in February. But I still remember exactly what I promised myself at the start of the year. I promised myself that by this time, I'd be able to run 5Ks nonstop.
Wow.
It's not going to happen.
Well, you did the...
I can't even run 1K.
You did the ladies' try at the Tri-Fest this year.
I haven't done anything
you
since.
Spectacularly came on air the Monday after and announced your retirement triathlons.
That is true. So, yeah, putting that down as a fail. I also told myself that I would do extra payments on my mortgage to try to get my house paid off a little bit faster.
Good one.
Didn't happen. No, I went shopping instead.
Yep.
And I said that I would visit my family a little bit more and talk to my mum a little bit more. None of that happened.
No.
So I was thinking, 13, 12, 16, has anyone this year actually completed any of their New Year's resolutions they made at the start of 2018?
I came up with a pretty impressive list of... I don't like using the word resolutions.
To-do list. It was a 2018 to-do list.
It was like my goals or whatever. And I had a list of like 10 things I wanted to do. And I did do one of them. So I've completed one. Paid off the credit card. So
well done.
Mish and I, we paid off the credit card. Thank you. We've got no debt now. We just got our house and our two cars, which is...
That's a lot of debt.
Well, to be general, but that's the debt everyone has.
Yes.
We got no extra debt.
No extra debt.
And that's it's a good spot to be in. Like,
yeah, it's a good feeling.
Feels good. Yeah. That's the one...
I can't wait to get to that point.
...thing we've done.
13, 12, 16, though, give us a call. If in 2018 you've actually ticked off, even if it's just one minor New Year's resolution you made, if you've actually ticked off those buddies, because... I'm starting to think now of my resolutions for 2019 and maybe I need to be a bit more realistic.
Yeah, but it's sad though because like come January every year, like the stories come out that like mid-January, today's the day people stop.
Stop going to the gym.
Stop going to the stop trying to, you know, achieve their resolution or whatever.
So
it takes like 2 weeks.
Like a month and then nothing.
Who ticked the box? Who actually achieved a New Year's resolution? Yeah. Carla on 13, 12, 16, did you?
First time ever in my life I achieved it. But it was to get back down under to my pre-baby weight.
Oh, well done.
That's a big one and a hard one to achieve.
How old's your baby?
He's 15 months.
Well done. Well done to you. Because, you know, the celebrities paint a very unrealistic picture about how easy and quickly you can do that, and it's ridiculous. So good on you.
Yes, I don't think I need one for next year.
No, that can be real hard for women too after a baby too. Like that can be really mentally tough. Like,
well, you're so exhausted.
Yeah, that's right. And you've just done a freaking miracle. Well, you squeezed a baby, a human out of your body. Give yourself a break, women.
Yeah, Carly, you've got 2019 off. You enjoy yourself.
See you guys. Have a good one.
You too. Merry Christmas, mate. Jade, you're next. What's the New Year's resolution that you actually achieved?
Yes, I did.
What
one?
You do?
Okay, so I stopped chewing my nails.
Well
good
done.
Girl.
That is a good one. How did you manage that? What did you do to stop?
I just stopped.
Oh.
It's called discipline, Gabby.
I don't know what that is.
It's something you and I do not have.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's Fat Chats.
Speaking of the guy that is Grant Denyer, he is one multi-talented individual. He's on TV, he's on radio, he's a race car driver, he's now a singer.
Yeah.
And so when he was releasing his own Christmas song, of course, we had to chat to him about it.
And we wanted to know, like, first up, what is your musical experience? Mm. Turns out, not much.
No, I'm glad you asked. None at all.
Wow.
Did you write the song?
No, it's a reimagining of a Chris Rea song from about 1998, and it was a big hit then,
right.
and we're hoping it's going to be a big hit now, because obviously the further up the charts we go, is the more money we raise for rural aid, and you know it was so much fun. In fact, I don't know how good I am at it. It felt good at the time, and then I put it in the hands of Peking Duck. I played it to them the other day. They heard it, and then they had this to say.
Grant Denyer's single for the farmers. Wow. What can I say? Absolute fire. Nothing but love and support from Peking Duck. Certified banger.
Wow. Hashtag certified banger. Mariah Carey, go away. There's a new player in town.
I'm more impressed with the grab. I've never had an interviewee with a grab ready to go. That is so good, Grant.
I was trying to bring a level of endorsement to my own song because I don't believe in my own abilities.
I wanted to ask, though, how much auto-tune was used in this song?
How dare you? How dare you? I got a follow-up song. Do you want to hear the follow-up song?
Yes.
Here it is.
Hey, Santa Claus, you unwrapped all this.
You like that one better?
I was expecting that.
There's more auto-tune in that one. I never thought I'd play that on radio. This is the greatest day of my life.
So you can.
Yeah, you don't play that on your radio station. You ruin ours. But Grant, you actually, like, you're a bit of a farmer yourself. You've got some land and some animals and stuff, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I live in the Bathurst region. We're on a little property there, and I married a local girl. So we sit out there and we look after our cows, and that's why we're connected to rural communities and felt compelled to do something. And look, I don't know if this will go anywhere, but it was so much fun. And if we can raise some dollars, and then we, you know, it makes you feel good about Christmas if you can listen to a fun song, and it's got that driving holiday Christmas connotation, and that's me hitting the wide open road, heading back to loved ones and family members and friends. And
I think that's
Christmas
all of
time.
Australia, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
everyone
exactly.
travels
it's our
somewhere.
Tradition. Yeah. The country's so big, who's not doing some sort of, you know, pilgrimage back home at the Christmas break? And this is sort of one of those songs that's about hitting the open road, and that's me.
I think you're a legend, man.
You're brilliant.
What's the best way for people to get the song, like, for maximum money to the charity?
Well, you can purchase it now on iTunes. You can stream it via Apple Music and Spotify, so all your major platforms. So it's not going to cost very much, but all the money does go to a great cause, and it will make a big difference. So
Sweet. See
if you can support it, and who knows, maybe we get it to the top of the charts. How sick would that be? And
number one Christmas song for 2018. Yeah.
Now he's a recording artist, Grant. He's like wearing fur jackets and, do you know what I mean,
dollar sign.
He's got like bling on his teeth.
Mate, I'm all about private jets, gold toilets, and I'm going to marry a Kardashian by the end of the week, dudes. I'm wearing my sunglasses inside.
Yeah, that's right. Grant Denyer, driving home for Christmas. Support the farmers and download it today at iTunes. The first ever interviewee on Hit 103.1 who brought his own audio.
Love
Grant
it.
Denyer, thank you so much.
No worries. And look out for that follow-up hit. It may or may not be making the airwaves.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.